Come on down to Ted to Beverly Hills tonight or any night. We have got some red hot deals for you. Red hot meals will be eaten, E-A-T-O-N, at Ted.
Boy.
Hold on for a minute. Hey, take that table there. I just heard you say something, Phil. What is that? Oh, boy.
Nothing. Ted's of Beverly Hills is on the program tonight. We have Ted Bell.
No, because I anticipated that you were going to react, and so what are we talking about?
When you said Eaton, E-A-T-O-N, that's the Eaton Canyon?
You're talking about the Eaton Fire.
You're talking about the Eaton Fire.
Yes. And we are saying we're going to be Eaton to try to tie in the menu items.
Why would you do that, Ted?
Why would I do that? Well, because the show that I advertise on, the Phil Hendry show that I advertise on, that I spend a lot of money on, guess what? Phil Hendry's a vegan. Hey, he's a vegan.
Ted, we talked about that, didn't we?
No, we did not talk. And you can be anything you want, but I got to make, the damage to my business, I've got to recoup the losses.
So you are using the brush fires around L.A. as a way of...
I'm not using any... Phil, I'm doing what I always do, which is to commercially tie in topical events, okay? We do the Ted Miss. New Ted Eve. We do Ted's Giving. We do Halloween. We do Tedoween or whatever the hell I don't know what. What do we call it, Billy?
Oh, we call it Hell-a-Ted.
No, we don't.
So, don't push that, kid.
Hey, listen, I needed an answer. Listen to this guy. Phil, I'm happy to be on your show today. Hi, friends. This is Ted Bell at Ted's in Beverly Hills. Come on in. We have got some fantastic stuff. And we have got some fantastic stuff. We have the Pacific Palisades Porter, Ted. And
come on, Ted. Are you kidding?
Hey, what is this anyway?
Ted, I mean, I can't. We got to say something, man. It doesn't sound like it's very tasteful. It sounds like you're making money.
But did you hear what I said? I said that...
Yes, you said that because Phil's a vegan, you're losing money.
Yeah, there you go. Yay. Phil's a vegan, and he is on his social media, and he's on his podcast, he's on his show, whatever you want to call it, and he's telling everybody, yeah, hi, I'm Phil Hendry, I'm vegan. And every time you say that you're vegan, Phil, you might have... I'm sorry. Here's Rudy. Phil, I'm sorry. This has been a tough one for Ted. So we're kicking off the Pacific Palisades Porterhouse, and then we're going to go to the, let's go eat in the Ted's, E-E-T-O-N, as to the Eaton Fire, And
why do you know that that's offensive to the people that are going through that trauma?
What are you talking about? What we're trying to do is make up for the fact that Mr. Henry, sir, you know that you're a vegan, right?
I know I'm a vegan. First of all, I'm not that, hardcore vegan, but yeah, I've said that I go vegan.
Yeah, so this is just... Let me have the phone. Phil, when you say you're vegan, it's like pulling your right foot back and then swinging it forward as hard as you can right into my ball. Hi, Ted. Ted is really...
Bullshit.
Hey, he just said bullshit. You think it's bullshit? Why don't you come down here and start to count the receipts in my cash register, okay? We are hurting bad.
Hey, Ted, it's not exactly a festive time of year. We've got these wildfires that affected all of Los Angeles, and a lot of people are doing things other than wanting to go out to your restaurant.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you, during this downtime, we're doing what we can, okay? So, as Ted was saying, go on, Ted, why don't you go and go have a Ted? No, I mean it. Go make yourself a Ted. Ted wants to change the name of it to, we have the hot butter Ted, but what Ted wants to do is he wants to call it the blown transformer. And I think that...
That is so... You know what? You guys cannot be serious. I can't believe you're gonna get business.
Yeah, here's Ted. What did you say?
I said, that's so asinine, man. I can't believe you're gonna get business.
All right, Phil, if you want, we'll go ahead and call it this. We'll call it that I am acting out because I turn on my podcast the other day for the Phil Hendry show that I enjoy. And hi, yeah, I'm Phil Hendry. I'm a vegan. I eat these veggie dogs. I eat simple choice veggie dogs. Yeah, Ted, go. He needs to lay down again.
What is he doing? He's on the phone that he lays down?
Yeah, he gets up. He says, "What? Are you okay?" Then he lays down.
All right, but I got to tell you something. If you want to take it out on me, you can, if you're angry. But if you're saying things like, we have the blown transformer, that's...
He laughed. Give me the phone. Yeah, you think that's funny, huh? That's why I think it'll sell.
Hey, Ted.
Yeah, he's laying down again.
What, he's what?
He's laying down again, okay?
Well, can I talk to someone? I mean, are you authorized?
Ted, he wants to know if I'm authorized. Look, Phil, what do you want?
Hey, Ted, look, I'm sorry that I'm a vegan, okay? I don't advertise it. I don't tie it in with Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Well, the fact is that people hear that, and I spend more money on your show than on any other show in advertising. And what do I get for it? Here's what I get for it. This place is nearly empty tonight.
Because we're having a citywide emergency, Jack.
Oh, boy. Because we're having a citywide... He's laying down again.
He's laying down again?
He's making fun of you. You think it's funny that I have to lay down? I get up, and all the energy that I have in the world, Phil, all the energy I have in the world, I spend on you to try to tell you, to try to get some reason into you and have you understand what I'm going through, and then I can't, like right now, I can't even breathe here. Lay down right there, yeah. He's laying on the floor, so it's closer to me.
Let me ask you something, Rudy. It's Margaret.
Yes.
Do you honestly think people are going to order something called the Blown Transformer?
Because it's a drink. It's not a meal. Now, as far as the entrees go, all we have is the Pacific Palisades Port-a-Ted. We have the Let's Go Eatin' menu.
And what's on that menu?
They're just things like SCE chops.
SCE chops. You're going to get sued by those people.
Oh, get out of here. Who's going to sue me?
Are you up off the floor now?
What? He's laying down again.
Look, guys, I can't have you keep, passing the phone back and forth.
Phil, I'm not going to get to the SCE chops. Look, I'm standing up for SCE. A lot of people are blaming SCE, Southern California Edison, for starting these fires. And I'm saying, maybe, maybe not. Here's some Southern California Edison pork chops. Why don't you dig into those? Why don't you dig into those and then tell me what you think, okay? Because after they have the Ted's of Beverly Hills pork chop with the beautiful Ted's of Beverly Hills Ted glaze, okay, and on top of that, we have the Barbated sauce, let me tell you something, those people be dropping to their knees praying for another million taste buds. That's how good my pork chops are.
That's fine, but I just think the whole thing, tying the whole thing into this fire and this series of fires is bad. But you know what you're doing.
Yeah, you better believe it. And let me say something again, Phil. You are where I advertise. You are vegan. You're on... Hi, I'm Ted Bell. I have a steakhouse. And now, Phil Hendry. Hi, I'm vegan. What? How do you think that plays?
All right, let's say you're right, Ted. Let's say that Phil is wrong in advertising the fact, and I know Phil is not 100% vegan. Didn't you have... You had hot dogs the other day. They were vegan hot dogs.
Oh, great. Vegan hot...
I'll tell you what I had that was meat the other day. I had some chicken. So he had chicken.
He had chicken, huh? Guess what it's a steakhouse? Steakhouse.
Don't you have the miniature chickens?
We had the miniature chickens. They're seasonal. Okay, so...
What do you mean they're seasonal?
The miniature chickens, Phil, they're not year-round. They come out of a cave. I don't know where they live. They live in an evolutionary cul-de-sac somewhere in Indiana. Someone goes down, sees that the miniature chickens are hanging around, and grabs a bunch of them. Hold on. I can't do this. Oh, God. Here's Chef Tedilia. Hey, Phil, listen, I got to tell you, I'm on one of the few times that I am, but I am on Ted's side on this one.
All right, I can understand that.
No, it's, because we're a steakhouse and we sponsor on your program, and we have a lot of your listeners coming in, they're all fine people, they all look like they're, working class people, and maybe they can afford this place, and maybe they can't, but they all, generally they're plastic, we run it beforehand, and it's fine. And
okay, what do you want to say, Chef?
He gave me the phone.
Let me talk to Chef Chedilia.
He wants to talk to you. Yes.
What are you saying, man?
You sounded like five mice being run over. You just went... Hey, come on, Chef, because I can't. I gotta... What I'm telling you, Phil, is you announcing that you're vegan, I have to agree with Ted, because it just sort of tamps down the business a little bit, or if you will, knocks down the business a little bit, or if you want, it drops a water bomb on the business, eh? That's very good. Thanks, Shep. And I was talking... No, I know, but that's good. You know what I do? I do some advertising. Phil Hendry flew a tanker over my business and dropped a water bomb of veganism. Anyway, he just laid down again. So this is what we're talking about here, and...
All right, so how can we make it up to you guys?
Who's that?
It's General Shaw. Who the hell do you think it is?
All right, sorry. How you can make it up is for you, Phil, to simply say that you're no longer vegan, that you're eating steak, you're eating meat, you enjoy it, and that you will continue to eat meat, regardless of what anybody thinks about it. And you'll eat meat, even if it's the meat of animals that are scared to death.
I'm not going to do it.
All right, I didn't think you would. But let's just say you say, you stop talking about being vegan.
Let me do it, okay? You're screwing it up.
What'd you say?
You're screwing it up, Chodilia, okay?
Chodilia?
I'm sorry, Shep.
Give me the phone. So what we'd ask you to do then, Phil, is just stop talking about being vegan.
All right, I don't recall talking about being vegan, but a couple times this past month, I think you guys are blaming whatever it is that's happening, rotten business, on me. The business is slow because we've got a emergency, a citywide, a countywide, a multi-countywide, statewide emergency having to do with these fires.
That's right, exactly. Okay. And we're trying to make the business better by saying, hey, look at us. We have the Oxnard Fire Department salmon. You can get it at a special rate.
The Oxnard Fire Department salmon?
That's right.
What do you do? Phil, what's wrong with that?
You guys are just throwing the names of fire departments and the fire terms on all your food.
It's Rudy, Phil. He doesn't want to talk to you. So,
all right, I got the whole thing. I don't need any more. Thank you very much, Rudy. Thank you, Chef Chodilia. Thank you, Ted.
Wait, hold on for a minute.
No, I got it. So you're naming everything after fire departments and the fires, and you're trying to get business back?
Hey, hold on, Phil. It's Ted, okay? I'm your sponsor, all right? I'm saying to you that what we're trying to do is just to claw back some of the business that got blown out the back end. You know, what happened to our business, Phil, is almost like it stood up one day and cut the biggest fart that could be cut, and that was our business flying out of its ass. So, you know, Phil, we're trying to get it back.
All right, good luck getting it back, and I promise that I will downplay the vegan thing.
He says he's going to downplay the vegan.
Oh, bullshit. You know the...
Wow. Well, you know, it is a steakhouse, Phil, and you have mentioned veganism.
Yeah, you do, Phil. You tie it in with animal rights.
No, I don't, man. Sometimes on the... Are you talking about the pre-show?
Yeah, on the pre-show you do it, Mr. Henry, all the time. You talk about the pre-show. Hi, I'm Phil Henry, and I got a stuff that I'm going to say.
Yeah, you get kind of pissed off. Well, dude, I mean, the pre-show is for subscribers. The audience listening right now, they don't hear that. And I don't ever remember, you know, carrying a big flag for veganism. Not at all, man. And Ted's been with us for over 20 years. Because he's got a slow few nights, he thinks that's because of me saying I'm vegan?
He does, yes. Now, we know that the business is down everywhere, and these fires have been very, very, obviously, traumatic for everyone. But Ted just goes his own way.
Yeah, Ted just thinks... He should be making money regardless.
Yeah, he does.
What are you guys all about? Like part of his public relations or something?
What are you talking about?
We're all sitting here in a row saying, hey, Ted this and Ted that.
We just want to make sure that we don't want to hear him continue on with this, it's Ted Bell, and tonight, come on in and have our Eaton Canyon oysters.
Yeah, all right, I get it. All right, Ted, no more talk about the thing that you don't want me to talk about. I promise. How's that?
What, are you waiting for him to answer?
I know, it's rhetorical. All right, folks.
I'm just screwing around.
Yeah. All right, folks, we're going to be right back. We're going to have a report from Jay Santos. This is day 7 or 8. I don't know if he's actually left his house to go and look at the fire situation because... is it still too hairy?
Yeah, he said that it'd take about 5 or 6 days. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is on it. Okay,
yeah, but
no, they're on it, but they're still back. They're at their houses right now having broth.
When are they going to go out and actually assess the situation and see if anybody needs help?
They said yesterday. They said yesterday they would. Today, I don't know if they did.
Say that again.
They said yesterday they would do it today.
Yeah, but we don't know what they did.
Well, were you in touch with them?
Yeah.
Did you ask them?
I forgot. I mean.
Okay,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Right. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Yes, hello. These are difficult times that we're living in. We need all of the strength that we can get. We need to reach inside and bring up strength, vitality, vigor, vim, something that will help us get through the day. We need to collect ourselves, embrace each other, and then get a subscription to the Phil Henry Show. In fact, all the other stuff you can forget. Just get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 60,000 hours of some dynamite radio and digital content. It's dynamite. I've heard it. And he also has home movies. He's got video casts there. He has a podcast. He has a pre-show. He has a video log of the show. And Phil can tell you all about his life and the wonderful and the many wonderful things what he done did.
That he's done.
That he's done. That's why I think we should all take this time to unembrace, let go of each other, just get away from me. I'm going to go get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's funny. It's the greatest value online other than porn, and I ought to know.
Boy, it's
that sad. Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the greatest value online other than porn. Thank you. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay Santos joining us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, you are the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Can you turn that down button? You are the Citizens Auxiliary. Turn it down, bud. Turn it down.
I went the wrong way.
Did he say he went the wrong way?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet he did.
You see what I like to do with animals or something?
Well, you get out of here, man. Turn this. Jay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Mr. Henry. I just heard your engineer say that I swing both ways.
No, he didn't. He was talking about the... Welcome to our show, as such as it is here, because everyone's in such a state. Everyone's in such a mood. I've been in a lousy, rotten mood for a whole week.
Well, Phil, I tell you, I can't afford that. As a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I have to be on top of it. I have to have my wits about me. And when I meet people out on the street or when we're out there doing flare drops, we're doing traffic control or we're doing a move-in or a flare-out, I have to be the guy that says, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I know things are bad. And yeah, even if a man or a woman has lost their home, they've been burned out of it, I'm the guy that's got to say, you know what? Tomorrow is going to come a new day and you'll be great. Then you have to... The hard part is you have to move them along because, you know, the crowds get kind of thick.
Okay. That didn't help.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, let me tell you, if it didn't help, maybe you should look inside you. My job is to help people, but if it didn't help you, maybe you ought to take a look inside.
Yes, thank you very much, Jay, but what I'm trying to say is, regardless of the good help that you give, everybody is feeling sad, everyone is a little angry, everyone is just knocked off of their... bearings by this. I mean, I'm telling you, like I said on the show last week, I'm looking at PCH, a road that I know very, very well, a street that I've gone up and down, a highway I've gone up and down to work many, many times over the years, and it is like gone, man. It has changed forever.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Mr. Henry. We do not have the chance, we don't have the luxury of the Citizens Auxiliary Police to reflect on that kind of thing. We have to get out and do the job. Okay.
All right. Have you been out doing the job?
We are going to be going out tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
So what have you been doing the last week?
General, don't ask that like you're my dad, okay? My dad used to sound like that.
All right. Jay, we know that you guys have been assessing. You have been at the substation?
We have been at a couple of substations, yeah. We have been Commander Gleason substation. We've used my kitchen. My wife was out of town for 3 days, so we were able to use my kitchen as substation.
And what are you guys doing?
How many years have I been on the air with you?
Jay, I don't know. I mean, look at this thing has been going on for a week. You guys say that you need to assess.
We have been in the substations handing out assignments. We're doing a lot. Subcommander Gleason, Subcommander Hepcat, those two are leading Squad A. They will be in the Palisades. And they'll be helping with traffic control. And as a matter of fact, Subcommander Gleason, were you in the Palisades today helping with traffic control?
Uh-huh.
Okay, there. So what do you think about that?
That's fine. So he's doing traffic control. What else?
Now, hold on for a minute. 1543. I don't care. I don't care if it burns to the ground. I'm on the air right now. So what we're doing, Phil...
Well, can you tell me what that call was about?
I cannot, Phil. It's confidential. It's Citizens Auxiliary Police. God damn, it's police business.
Yeah, but you told the guy let it burn to the ground.
He said to me, there's a cardboard box on fire on the corner. And I said, let it burn. Who cares?
A cardboard box.
I got my guys calling in every incident of fire that there is, okay? Because I don't want to miss nothing.
Have you been out, Jay, on patrol?
No, I have not yet. Not yet. Nor has Squad B. We're still in the kitchen. There's a little bit of manhandler stew that's left. And
boy, you guys with the stew and the clam chowder, why don't you get out like a bunch of men and do your job?
Because we're assessing, General. We don't just run into a situation and not knowing what's there. We assess what the trouble is, and then we run into trouble. Is that what you did when you were in the military? You just went ahead blindly, ran into a situation?
But at some point, we had to act.
Yeah, and we are acting.
What day do you think you'll be out there patrolling?
We got Sub-Commander Gleason doing traffic control in the Palisades virtually. He's not there yet, but he is looking at an overhead he's looking at an overhead GPS shot of the Palisades, and he's practicing, you know, you stop, you go, that kind of stuff.
All right, I got Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I got to tell you something, Jay, it's probably too late because these fires are burning. They have been burning intensely.
No, I know all about it.
Wait a minute. These fires have been burning intensely. The winds have been blowing. We're probably going to get a little more wind tonight. We had a fire close to our studios. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
What do you mean, Phil? That Santa Clara River fire, man. It was in a riverbed. That was like 10 miles away from our where our studios are. No structures were threatened. No structures were threatened. But I'm just telling Jay, I could have used you, you know, giving me a heads up.
Mr. Henry, if no structures was threatened, then that was not even worth my time, okay? I told you once, and I'm going to tell you again, Citizens Auxiliary Police runs at trouble.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God, what does that mean?
Jay, every time you run at trouble, this is what you do. You go, hey, there's trouble, here's me. Yeah, that's it?
No, that's not it. That's symbolic of the way we kick trouble's ass. You want to get here, Sub-Commander Gleason, give them your very best running at trouble, you know, war cry.
Okay, so I see trouble and go, hey!
How about that?
Yeah, that's scary.
Sub-Commander Gleason, didn't you have to use the bathroom?
Yeah.
Go, that would be a good time. What we're saying to you, Mr. Henry, is that once we assess, we're out there.
How long is it going to take you to assess?
That's up to me and the other sub-commanders. I could simply say to you, when we see trouble, and there is trouble, there's no question.
Jay, there's been trouble for a week with the Palisades fire especially, and then we had...
Wait, Ms. Gray, were you raised in England or something?
Why?
Palisades fire especially? You sound like you maybe you have your thumb sort of up there.
You know what? I'm going to check out Phil before I find out where he is, and I go and I remove his head.
Margaret's leaving now.
Oh, my God. I just heard what she said.
That's right, and I don't blame her.
Consider yourself lucky, Santos.
All I said to her was...
I heard what you said. So, Jay, the Citizens Auxiliary Police runs at trouble. Give us that war cry again that you have.
When we run at trouble, General Shaw, and I'm sure you being in the military, you had a war cry, we see trouble and we go, yeah! So that's not what we do.
I mean, if you go up to the Palisades fire and you see the fire, is that what you do?
No, that's not, I don't get out of the truck and I go, ah. I get out of the truck, I take a look, I assess it. We carry with us some Tupperware of tomato bisque, and we also have the chicken noodle.
And okay, so that's it. That you get out, you check, make sure that you've got chicken noodle and tomato bisque, and then what?
And then we have a bowl. Boy, oh boy.
You know, Santos, you guys are gutless.
Say that again.
You're gutless. You and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you guys don't do jack squat. You get out of the truck, you take a look, you have some tomato bisque and chicken noodle.
You know, the way you said it makes it sound like we're just nothing more than a bunch of guys that stick our fingers in our butts and then sniff it. That's what you just made me sound like.
That was a pretty good description, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like you.
Who is that?
I'm Bud Dickman. You know who I am.
You're telling me that I put my finger in my ass?
Jay, you know, we've had you on over the last several months talking about some of these serious events, such as the atmospheric rivers, now these fires, and you guys haven't done anything other than eat soup and go to the front door and see how things are.
We got that one guy out of his car in the atmospheric river.
Yeah, you said you got him out of the car, but he was getting out of his car as you guys were approaching.
That's because when trouble sees us coming, we go, yeah, and trouble just takes off. You know what? You guys don't get it.
No, we don't. All right, Jay, so what's the plan for today? What are you doing today?
I said you sound just like my dad.
If I sound like your dad, what are you doing today?
Okay, what we're doing today, Phil, is we're going to go out, We're going to take a look at we're going to go to Altadena. We're going to go to, you know, make sure that Sierra Madre's fine, where Don and Pam are. We're going to go over and take a look at the river fire to make sure you're okay.
I'm fine.
Well, you know, we're going to go over and look at the river fire anyway, because you may not be fine, okay? In fact, the way you're talking to me right now, I don't think you're fine at all. I think you're going batshit crazy, okay?
That's a nice way to lock out. Yeah, that's good. Just have a guy scream at me. Jay Santos, no, I'm not batshit crazy, man. You are. Of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And remember, when he comes running at you, he goes, yeah.
But he doesn't come running at you. He comes at trouble.
Oh, yeah, he goes running at trouble that way. Yeah, so to update you, we did have a fire in Ventura County. It was called the Auto Fire because some schmuck, I shouldn't say schmuck, but the cat, his car was on fire in the riverbed, and it's a dry riverbed. So what was burning essentially was this high grass that has a name. And Margaret, do you know what it is?
I think it's called
arugula.
No, not arugula.
I said, well, arugula is...
That's lettuce.
No, it's some name like that.
Well, anyway, they had the fire, the Ventura County Fire and the Oxnard Fire Department surrounded that sucker and got it under control. You know, they say things are 13% contained, but, you know.
Well, they say they got it under control, but it's 13% contained, meaning that they have the fire, they're directing the fire, and they are, you know, confident that they're going to put it out. But at the moment, only 13% of it is actually contained.
And yet they can say that a structure is not... I don't want to criticize the guys. They're working their ass off.
Well, there wasn't any structure threatening that fire last night.
No, there wasn't. I mean, I looked... And here's the thing. I went over that bridge today. It's on Victoria Boulevard. It's a bridge over the Santa Clara River, which is generally dry, with the exception of about 3-4 months out of the year when the river is, you know, there's a lot of water running through it because of rain. But it's dry now, and I drove over that. Now, last night on TV, it looked like a bloody inferno. I mean, it really did. And
I think they make it look that way for the special effects.
What are you talking about?
I think they make it like look worse.
No, they don't, Margaret. You know, it looks that way from the sky.
Well, then they show it like this was 2 hours ago, and they make you think it's now. Don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Margaret, no, I don't believe they do that. Yes, they do repeat a lot of tape. They do. Anyway, let me just finish. So what happened? Well, just nothing. When I drew in over the bridge today, you couldn't tell there was a fire. I didn't see fire damage anywhere, man. Now, I know it was like 300 yards down the riverbed to my right. Behind it, on my right, was Olivas Park Golf Course, because I know Don and Bob, they golf there all the time. They're part of a golf club that golfs there. There's another golf course across the way. And then on the other side, I think, is a cemetery. There's nothing really, there's no real structures, domiciles. And for it to cover the terrain to the beach, it would have to find flammable material in farmland. So,
yeah, it's not going to, like, set fire.
Yeah, it's going to set fire to the crops or something.
No, not really. And then today, as I drove up there, guess what? Out there working their asses off, the farm workers. Not a day off for those guys, man. They were out there busting their humps. So to the extent that it's a good thing, we're okay. Okay, world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Let's call Jay and make sure he's okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, Jay?
Is he on the phone?
Yeah.
Jay, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I piss you off?
No, I'm just, you know, I know I got to get out there, and I know that I got to assess the situation. I'm sitting here, and I'm spanking it over a bowl of tomato soup.
Just get out there, and what are you going to do?
Just going to get out direct traffic and assess it.
All right, man, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, good luck, Jay. See you guys tomorrow.